From Tidbits on September 5th, 2011, this is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbits staff. Mailplane 2.5.1. We accidentally missed the release of Uncomplex's Mailplane 2.5 a few weeks ago, which gives the Gmail-specific email client support for full screen mode and macOS 10.7 Lion, along with support for the new preview pane feature from Gmail Labs. Otherwise, the Mailplane 2.5 release fixed bugs relating to Boomerang and Reportive, addressed some Lion-specific bugs, and automatically adds the Evernote toolbar button when the Evernote application is installed. The just-released Mailplane 2.5.1 adds a window, enter full screen menu item, and a keyboard shortcut for Lion users, removes the conflicting keyboard shortcut from the forward mail command, and fixes some problems with sending messages, uploading attachments, and two-finger swipes in Lion. Nisus Writer Express 3.4. Nisus Software has released Nisus Writer Express 3.4, a major upgrade to its light, as compared to Nisus Writer Pro, word processor for macOS 10. The new version of the software includes literally hundreds of improvements and bug fixes anchored by compatibility with macOS 10.7 Lion, with added support for the new full-screen mode provided by Apple's latest desktop operating system. Highlights include better handling of images, a large number of new preferences and settings, new text editing and analysis features, and many improved user interface components. Other areas of improvements include file format handling, styles, spelling and autocorrection, image manipulation, lists, tables, find and replace, footnotes and endnotes, and a large number of performance improvements and bug fixes. Bootcamp Update 3.2 and 3.3 for Windows. Apple's released updates for its Bootcamp virtualization software. Bootcamp Software Update 3.2 for Windows 64-bit, designed for 64-bit versions of Windows, adds support for the ATI Radeon HD 5870 graphics card, Apple's own USB Ethernet adapter, and the MacBook Air SuperDrive. It requires Bootcamp 3.1. Then Bootcamp Software Update 3.3 for Windows, which requires Bootcamp 3.2, includes fixes for unspecified critical bugs, along with unspecified hardware support enhancements. Apple recommends that all users upgrade to the latest version of Bootcamp to ensure the maximum stability of Windows. Skype 5.3.9.1093. Skype has released version 5.3.9.1093 of its popular video and audio telephony client for macOS 10. As the very minor version number increase from 5.3.0.1074 suggests, this is purely a hotfix that addresses an occasional crash during video calls, as well as a problem with the Norwegian localization that can lead to the app freezing. If Skype's built-in auto update feature doesn't see the update, you can download it from the company's blog. Default Folder 10 4.4.4. St. Clair Software has released Default Folder 10 4.4.4, a minor update to the company's Open and Save Dialog Enhancement utility. This release adds support for Gmail and other plugin-based file dialogs in Safari 5.1 and corrects several crashes that were occurring under macOS 10.7 Lion in Safari, Firefox, Chrome, Word, Handbrake, TechSoap, and other apps. Finally, Default Folder's menu bar menu now works with the right mouse button as well as the left. Airfoil 4.5.7. Rogue Amoeba has released Airfoil 4.5.7, a minor update to its popular network audio streaming app for the Mac. Most notably, the new version adds support for macOS 10.7 Lion to the Instant On component, which helps capture system audio and audio from already active applications. It also fixes several bugs and memory leaks, including one that prevented AppleScript scripts from using the system audio device from working. SpamSieve 2.8.7. Developer Michael Tsai of C Command Software has released SpamSieve 2.8.7, an update to his award-winning spam filtering software. The new version improves compatibility with pre-release versions of macOS 10 and now runs as a 64-bit app to optimize resource optimization and performance. SpamSieve also now features several bug fixes and crash prevention techniques to maximize stability. Several areas of SpamSieve's documentation have been enhanced to simplify the setup process, especially under macOS 10.7 Lion. ArtText 2.4. Beelite Software has introduced ArtText 2.4, their application for creating textual graphics, headings, logos, icons, and the like. The new release provides compatibility with macOS 10.7 Lion, adds over 60 new templates and shading materials, and introduces two new transition types. Beelite has also improved the way ArtText handles shading and corrected bugs with the app's assistant, shape editor, and layer management functions. iMac Graphic Firmware Update 3.0. Apple has quietly released the iMac Graphic Firmware Update 3.0, saying only that it fixes a graphics issue that may cause an iMac to hang under certain conditions. It's conceivable that this will play a role in resolving the video-related crashes new iMac owners were experiencing under macOS 10.7.0 Lion, although most of those seem to have disappeared with 10.7.1. Apple does indicate this latest firmware update requires Lion, though the company doesn't say which iMac models are affected. Frankly, though you can download this from Apple's website, we recommend letting Software Update get it for you, since then the download will appear only if it's relevant for your iMac. As with all firmware updates, be careful not to power down your Mac during the update. Digital Camera Raw Compatibility Update 3.8. Apple's Digital Camera Raw Compatibility Update 3.8 extends Aperture 3 and iPhoto 11 support to 8 new camera models, including the Konica Minolta Dimage A200, the Olympus Pen EP3, the Panasonic Lumix DMC-G3, the Panasonic Lumix DMC-GF3, the Samsung NX11, Samsung NX100, Sony Alpha NEX-C3, and the Sony Alpha SLT-A35. Apple also publishes a full list of supported cameras. Firefox 6.0.1. A fraudulent SSL certificate has been issued from some public websites belonging to Google by the certificate authority DigiNotar. Although DigiNotar has now revoked the fraudulent certificate, which should protect most users, it's conceivable that users on the compromised network could be fooled into using a fraudulent website masquerading as a Google service. Because the extent of the problem isn't yet clear, Mozilla has released Firefox 6.0.1, along with updates to all other currently supported Mozilla software, to revoke trust in the DigiNotar root certificate, which you can also disable manually. There are no other changes, but it's worth getting the update to avoid potential problems related to the fraudulent certificate. NicestWriter Pro 2.0.1. After Joe Kissel's detailed look at the myriad changes in NicestWriter Pro 2.0, it shouldn't be surprising that NicestWriter Pro 2.0.1 would have plenty of fixes for issues related to the many major new features. That update is now available, and the release notes do indeed make for a lengthy reading. Notable fixes for problems Joe discussed include improved importers for Word documents, working intra-document hyperlinks in EPUBs, a resolution for drag-and-drop of rulers inserting the A character erroneously, and proper display of adjacent paragraphs with similar shading but different padding amounts. Not surprisingly, there are also changes for compatibility with macOS 10.7 Lion, including support for Lion's full-screen mode. Other notable improvements include better compatibility with bookends and math type, working image insertion via the link to a file on disk option, a compare duplicate text macro, and sharper tag icons, among much else. It's also worth noting that Nicest released NicestWriter Pro 1.4.2 for users of the previous version to provide Lion compatibility, improved Word importers, and other general fixes. PDF Pen and PDF Pen Pro 5.5. For those wanting to add page numbers to existing PDFs, Smile has released new versions of PDF Pen and PDF Pen Pro, their PDF manipulation software. Version 5.5 adds the capability to put page numbers in either the header or the footer of the page, and the page numbers can start on any page. Visually, page numbers can be aligned left, right, or center, and or even inside or outside for facing pages, and they can be formatted as Roman numerals, letters, or Bates numbering. Also new in this update is initial support for full screen mode for macOS 10.7 Lion, along with some unspecified bug fixes. Simon 3.2. Dejal has released Simon 3.2. This update to the company's remote system monitoring and reporting app improves support for macOS 10.7 Lion and adds compatibility with Lion's new full screen mode. Lion 3.2 also adds more variables for testing remote websites, improves logging, and fixes a number of bugs. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Intego, and Noteboom Productions. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Engst. Thanks for listening.